Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on, it's really kind of a excitement after our big sound healing conference of the potential, not potential, but actually that it is happening, that we are making headway with sound into hospitals. And I'm just really, really exceptionally excited about this. And I'm seeing it happening. So our intention is that within certain number of years that our entire medical system will be transmuted, completely changed, so that we have treatments that can get rid of cancer, right? Just like that, and have people head home in a half hour. I mean, for all diseases. So we'll be talking about how it might happen, and just like getting, I'm seeing it now. Okay. So our intention is that we'll have a new medical system that doesn't kill people, right? That's the intention for today's show. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening at the Institute. We have a big open house tomorrow from 1 to 6 if you're in the neighborhood. Come on in. If you're not, book a flight. And we go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And do a lot of meditations with sound and crystal bowls and a lot of voice work. Even if you're not interested in classes, it's a wonderful, beautiful time. We also have a sound bath with a couple of guys, one that's a frame drummer, and another that's like the best didgeridoo player I've ever seen in my life. And that's coming up Friday the 25th. I think it starts at 7:30 at the Institute. And then we have some other events that are going to be coming up. Going to be doing a Crystal Bowl concert with Kathleen Sutton in just a couple of weeks. Oh, the other thing that's really cool is starting November 2nd, we're going to be booking a kind of a, we're calling it a Church of Sound, although I'm not completely happy with that name because it's got too many bad connotations, right? But it'll be like a whole Sunday morning service with sound that we're going to start doing about once a month with Gerard. Gerard's like a total light being. Oh my God, it's like he's really can take you into the fifth dimension and higher consciousness. And we're going to be doing, you know, crystal bowls. So it's going to be like a sacred ceremony in the sound temple each, you know, at least once a month on Sunday mornings. So that's happening. Let's see, we've got also our sound healing certificate program. Actually, the next start time at the Institute is January 19th. You can, if you pay in full by the end of the month, you can get a big discount. Again, it's about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's about how vibration is the basis of everything in the universe and how to learn different skills and techniques to open up your own practice or work in the field. And we also have that full program with over a dozen instructors at online as well. And you could actually start this week. Starts about every other week online. Works really well if you can't make it out. It's really excellent program online. It's where we do a lot of practice with the voice and people practice on friends and family. And it's just really a high time. People have been really happy with the online program. We also have the recording program, which starts also like January 20th, again, at the Institute, or you could do it online. Next start time is going to be about February for the recording. And it's all about how to use recording equipment to touch people really deeply. Right? We've also got our Sound Therapy Center. We can find your home note, your rhythm, your metabolism note, and get you a CD that entrains you into your natural rhythm where you're at peace, where your whole system works the best. We also have a treatment to do voice analysis to find what frequencies are missing in your voice. And then we give you remedy CD to get those frequencies back in. We also do a chakra treatment that's really effective, especially effective for anxiety, right? It's profoundly effective as well. And at the Institute, we do a whole sound treatment with sound table and crystal bowls and voice and Tibetan bowls and tuning forks. And that's really, really fun as well. We also have our store, which not only has my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, the main book in the field, but also all our CDs. We've got CDs you can put on the body that are really effective for pain and nerves and muscles. You don't listen to them. You just put the headphones on your body, or we have a device that you can hold on the body that's really effective as well. We also have, of course, all types of alchemy bowls and Tibetan bowls, and everything we have in the store is on sale till tomorrow. We've actually been having a sale for about a week now, and it ends tomorrow. So most of the things are like 10 or 15% off. We have the sound lounges that are 15% off right now. The sound lounges, oh my God, they're really effective for PTSD and a lot of things. It's really interesting. Okay, so check this out. This is a little out there, but if it's not too out there, then if it's too out there for you, just don't tell anybody, right? So my guides have been saying that there's beings on the other side that are working really hard for all the projects we're working on to help people and change the medical system, to change the educational system for the kids. And they, you know, it's funny, about 2 months ago, they said, you don't have to do anything. They're going to be bringing all these people to you. And it's just shocking how many people have been showing up. I mean, there's like 20 people. And today we went to a board meeting with the Institute of Noetic Science. And there was all these people I met there. And there's one guy that's actually working with a research project that they're doing, a $6 million project for using MMDA for trauma and PTSD. And he says the results so far are profound. It's going to be changing PTSD dramatically, right? And then they want to use my music to be able to help with that, because the music has been so helpful with the first responders that we've mentioned, right? Then we've got, we're having a meeting this week with a guy from the Mayo Clinic that is also working with trauma to synchronize our use of our sound lounges and all the treatment plans that our students have come up with over the last 10 years. So we're really making some big headway on trauma, PTSD, and helping first responders. Really big headway. I'm really excited about it. I've mentioned before that Ed Rupert in Colorado is working with 4,000 first responders. And if they have a crisis, he puts them on the sound lounge. And crisis normally means about to commit suicide, right? So he's helping them dramatically. There's also some media projects. I've come up with a whole Cirque du Soleil style play called Compassion. And now we have some interest from the Vatican, of all people, that are interested in doing multimedia projects with the actual, to help the planet. And that's what this play is about, is really saving the planet by running more compassion. And because even our emotions, a lot of people say, affect the whole earth, right? So there's that happening. It's like there's also a guy that's got like a whole retreat center near here that was burnt down in the fires a few years ago. And he's wanting to put sound chambers and make it a sound healing center. And, you know, it's like, I don't know if you know, if you're not in the Bay Area, but If you do a search on Eventbrite here in the Bay Area, there's over 200 for the whole Bay Area. There's like 200 sound baths every month. Sound is in every hospital in the Bay Area right now. Every hospital is doing sound baths. I mean, everyone I searched for, and I've searched for like 20 hospitals. Every single one is doing sound baths in the integrative therapy department, right? And it's really exciting. It's very exciting. And what it's doing is turning on and opening up the doctors. I've mentioned this before, but about a year ago now, this guy called and he said, "My guides told me to call Dave Gibson." I'm like, "Oh, great. I love San Francisco." Right. And so I said, "What do they want?" Right. And he said, "Well, they say that I, Dave, me, are bringing sound into the medical side of the field." And I just gotten a download from Mount Shasta while in Mount Shasta to do this. So we're talking about instead of playing gongs or bowls or tuning forks on people to get them in the zone, right? We're talking about specific frequencies, tonalities, which are a bunch of frequencies, musical intervals and musical flows for specific medical issues. So we're talking using sound for surgery to explode cancer cells. We're talking to actually transform a disease into the part of the body that was resonating health before the disease was there. So we're doing research to find the frequencies of the part of the body before it had the disease. Or the second approach is to use frequencies to actually break up the disease or harmonize it back into a benign frequency, right? To slowly transform it, latch onto its frequency, or find a remedy for it besides just breaking it up, right? So we're talking about medical devices using sound and vibration. They're already using sound to break up cancer cells. If you search for Anthony Holland, he's got videos of four different types of cancer being exploded with four different frequencies. Actual videos of the cancer cells disintegrating, right? And there's another company, if you do a search for Operating Room of the Future, there's a guy from Israel that's got ultrasound using MRI. They can focus on different tumors, even brain tumors, and completely destroy them. And within an hour, the person goes home and can drive and ride their bike. There's no big deal. I mean, they're like, there's no side effects. So there's already things happening. But here's the big thing. The opioid crisis is turning the hospitals away from pharmaceuticals to alternative therapies, right? And this is what's really opening up the doctors. I've got now five doctors that we're working with on sound. The head of the integrative therapy department at Kaiser is working with us. I've done trainings for 30 doctors at the Sound Institute, and we've done fairs where we go to the hospital and actually they have like a fair for all the different alternative therapies, and the doctors come around. It's so funny because I'll say, "You have any pain?" And they're like, "Oh yeah." And I'm like, "Okay, well, let's put this base pod, the little device we have that vibrates with the frequencies I mentioned, and let's put it on your neck or your shoulders or whatever." And within 2 minutes, their pain is gone. And they're like, "Oh my God," right? So this guy that said his guides told him to call me, he said that that is starting to change and open up doctors to ideas, not to mention the sound lounge. So about 4 months ago, one of my students actually went to a hospital in Stockton, St. Mary's Hospital, and they did intake forms, intake on the symptoms on a scale of 1 to 10 before and scale of 1 to 10 after, right? And out of 25 people, a lot of different issues they had, but out of 25 people, we went from an 8.8 down to a 2 using the sound lounge. Using the bass pod, which is a little subwoofer you put right on a specific part of the body, especially good for pain, they went from 8 in on average down to a 1. Today, I'm at the board meeting with IONS, right? Institute of Noetic Science. Serious research they're doing. And this, they did a research project where they had all these different psychic healers come in and work on people that had carpal tunnel. They chose that because it's an easy thing to measure. They've got like a nerve device that measures, but they measured all types of things. I mean, they had EKG, EEG. They were not only measuring the person being healed, but also measuring the healer as well. Very serious, well put together clinical research. And their data was they went from 4.5 down to 2.8 on symptoms. And some of them, it was more like 4.5 to 3.5 over 3 weeks. Right after the treatment, it was like 2.5, but still pretty good after 3 weeks. And the guy was like, this is incredible. We were able to get 20% effectiveness. And I'm like, 20%? We just went from 8.8 or 8 down to a 1. That's like 80%. And every person, I mean, this is, I mean, let's get, you know, this is what I'm thinking. Here's the problem with a lot of research. A lot of researchers are researching things that aren't necessarily that effective to try to figure out what's going on. And that's cool. But research costs a lot of money and it takes a lot of time. I mean, the deal is that I've discovered, because we teach how to do research in our degree program at the Institute, right? And so every semester, students have to do research projects, clinical research oriented projects, right? And what I've learned is, you know, there's a gazillion frequencies, well, 20,000. I mean, if you look at light and color and stuff, there's, you know, way more. But there's also a gazillion different sounds, combinations of frequencies. And there's a gazillion musical flows, right? And it's like, so it's tricky to do a gazillion research projects or even go through a gazillion possibilities. Right? It'll take forever, right? So the way I'm looking at it is take the things we do that we know are extremely effective, like the bass pod on pain. It's shocking how almost every person that has pain, it's completely gone. It's shocking. And then do research on the things we know that work so we can get it into the mainstream. I mean, showing research, psychic went from 4.5 down to 3.8. I mean, goodness gracious, or 2.8 even. It's like, you know, that's not going to change the world. I know psychics that are getting like 100% results that are shocking. Let's like work with them and show the possibility, right? So we can really get some movement where we can get sound healing, energy healing into the mainstream so we can take our power back. I mean, the biggest problem once we prove all of this is still convincing people it works, right? I mean, a lot of people don't really care about research. Some people do, right? So it's really just transforming the world so that people can actually really believe it, that it works. Because I know people, even close friends of mine, that have pain, and I'm like, oh my God, this isn't really effective. And they're like, okay, well, maybe I'll try it out. I'm like, whoa, oh my God. It's really, it's just shocking. Okay, so at the conference, this was kind of like my keynotes, what I've been, what I'm talking about right here. And we had a panel with all these different doctors and the guy that's working with the first responders and a bunch of doctors in the audience. And it was really inspiring. This one doctor stood up and she goes, yeah, I've got nice material on my walls in my office. I've got low lighting. I've got a crystal ball. And I've got a whole chart of alternative therapies on the wall. I'm like, whoa. Oh, my God. A doctor is telling me this? Right? I mean, oh, my God. It's really starting to happen. It's really starting to transform. Okay, so this guy that calls me up with his guides, he says within 10 years that his guides are saying that sound will be completely embedded in hospitals as a medical device, right? And then this other psychic that I just talked to not too long ago, she said, yeah, it'll be embedded in 10 years, but it'll be 20 years before it's completely accepted by everybody in the mainstream. That's incredible. 20 years, our whole medical system will be completely turned around by using sound and vibration that has zero side effects, right? Zero side effect. I can't wait to have a commercial. Okay, use this frequency and here are the side effects. Zero, right? Like the commercials you hear right now. Goes on for 5 minutes, all the different side effects, and it may kill you. It may kill you here, so this way, or this way. It's like, goodness gracious. No side effect. And 90 to 100% effective. Oh, my God. You know, let's, you know, okay, so this guy, Anthony Holland, he said, so working with these two frequencies, they found two frequencies, one between 100 and 300,000 hertz, and at one, 11 times that, 11, the 11th harmonic, two frequencies. And he said, with our clinical results are showing that it's around 30 to 40% effective, sometimes as high as 60% in destroying the cancer. Right? And I'm thinking, well, let's go further. Maybe it's not just two frequencies. Maybe it's three frequencies. Maybe it's seven. Let's figure it out, because I bet, I mean, based on the laws of resonance, where you can find a frequency of something, turn the volume up and explode it, I mean, let's find the combination of frequencies of the cancer and completely, I mean, we should be able to get to 100%. This is not rocket science, resonance. You know, I mean, it's a... they're really effective already with kidney stones. They find the resonant frequency of the kidney stones, turn the frequency up, the volume up, and explode them, right? It's really effective. So I'm seeing a whole new medical field. A whole new medicine that is... integrative therapy is not bad. Get people in the zone, play crystal bowls, sound bath, get them in the zone with consistent tones, and often miracles happen. There are many stories of cancers going away, fibromyalgia, I mean, all types of things, nerve problems. I mean, a full range. I mean, there's tons of stories of people just listening to crystal bowls or also having tuning forks on the body, right? It's kind of like get people in the zone and the body does its own healing. But now we're talking a whole different world. And it's really about very specific frequencies, timbres, musical intervals, and musical flows for very specific diseases. Right? Okay. Let's take a little break and we'll do the actual integrative therapy session right now. So the song that we've been playing for the first responders is Water of Life. And in this song, something magical happens. First of all, this is a quantum healing field from a company called Nutri-Energetics for reconnecting to the electromagnetic field of the earth. This is actually, they gave me 12 numbers, and each of the numbers had notes I could use. And so the chord progression is actually a quantum healing field. I also have theta frequencies, binaural beats embedded that go to delta. But there's also something magical that happens in the last couple of minutes that totally brings you into a peaceful state and then ends in complete peace. So this is what is saving the lives of first responders all throughout Colorado. So tune in and just feel it, okay? Water of Life. You could just meditate on that last note for the rest of my life, right? Just stay with it. Again, peace is a frequency humming consistently. And it remains with you if you just meditate on it. Same as with a crystal ball fade. So here's the plan. The first thing we've done is we set up the Medical Sound Association. MedicalSoundAssociation.com, still under construction, but the site or association is a group mostly of doctors, because it's really the doctors who are going to drive it into the hospital. Doctors that have gotten turned on to sound, right? And so what we're looking to do is three things. First, we're looking to come up with treatment, ultimately treatment plans. But right now, as far as medical treatments, we don't really know. I mean, I don't have a clue exactly what frequencies or timbres or musical flows for hardly any diseases. I know for trauma, music can be really helpful. For depression, I know that. But for specific, like, you know, physical diseases, we're talking there's going to need to be a lot of research. So the idea is to get the doctors to start helping figure out the research, whether it's a frequency, combination of frequencies, or a musical flow, right? So ultimately, we will have a treatment for every disease. It's a long-term plan, right? So, but the idea is to do it based on vibration, the hierarchy of vibration, frequencies, timbres, bunch of frequencies, musical intervals, and musical flow. And ultimately, we might even throw in intention secretly at first, right? So the other part of it, this site, medicalsoundassociation.com, is to set up safety guidelines. I mean, you got to be careful when someone's just out of surgery or has major medical issues. It's like, I think I mentioned this before, you know, this guy called last year and he goes, my daughter's having seizures. I get calls every week of major issues that people want to solve with sound. And I often, you know, the main thing I do is I say, we can just find your home note or use a voice analysis, because we don't really know specific frequencies for specific issues. But anyway, he says that my daughter's having seizures. And I go, how old is she? And he says, 3 months old. I'm like, 3 months old? Oh my God. I wouldn't touch that. I wouldn't have frequencies or vibration on a 3 month old with seizures. Goodness gracious, we don't know enough. I mean, this could be dangerous, right? Oh, here's another really interesting thing, totally an aside, but I just got hooked up with this woman, a philanthropist who has a major foundation, and she actually, her father helped develop a department in Johns Hopkins, and they actually do research on babies in utero. And so we're going to be designing a research project to help babies in utero. And boy, you know, I'm going to be really careful there. And it's really funny, I have to tell you, don't tell anybody if you don't believe in this, but this psychic, she just told me, use dolphin sounds. Dolphin sounds are meant to go through water. And they could really, she said, create music with dolphin sounds in it. I'm like, okay, cool, I can do that. That's very cool. So we're getting a little backup in there from the higher realms, right? And we'll see. We'll see how it works. So anyway, we have to be really careful. So the site is going to have guidelines based on information from doctors as to what, you know, what we have to be careful about. I mean, if someone's just out of surgery with a broken bone, or somebody's got, you know, a major wound, I mean, you have to be really careful. We have to know, you know, how much sound or whether they, I mean, maybe it will be like 2 weeks after surgery before we can do anything, unless we get very specific and we're actually using the sound for the surgery. So that's another component to actually, that will be in the site, is safety guidelines for every issue. And this is really critical if we're going to make it into hospitals. This is the first thing they want to know, because, you know, there's liability issues, right? What are, you know, we don't want to hurt anybody. We want to know that too, so we don't hurt anybody. Then the third thing is we're setting it up so there will be intake forms and outtake forms that anybody can fill out for any treatment they've done with sound. And it'll be really simple. What are the symptoms, and what are they on a scale of 1 to 10 before, and what are the symptoms on a scale of 1 to 10 afterwards? So what I'm imagining is after maybe 10 years, we'll have data maybe on depression, for example, where there's been 10,000 people that have worked with sound on depression. And we can say, oh, look, with 10,000 people, they've gone from 9 to even 2, right? And we can say, look, world, look, mainstream, look, hospitals, look, oh my God, 80% effectiveness. And then what's cool is we'll be able to refine it and say, look, these treatments with tuning forks were the most effective, or this treatment with the sound table was, or no, this type of crystal bowl or toning the voice was most effective. So we can refine it to make it even more effective, right, over time. So we can really start looking at exactly what treatments work the best for every issue, right? This could really help dramatically bring it into the mainstream, because, of course, the mainstream's wanting, where's the clinical science? Well, goodness gracious, we're up against $500 million research projects by the pharmaceutical companies, right? There's no way we can compete with that. But by doing this type of research, we can get data, because this data, that type of data is really well accepted. Then we start doing more clinical research to really pin it down and, you know, do double blind research and such, right? But the next step that we've come up with is we're creating the sound therapy board, a national board that will regulate treatments for hospitals. A couple of my instructors, like years ago, they tried to create an alliance to actually create a board, and ran into really a lot of trouble, because, you know, there's a lot of psychics and people that are calling in, you know, archangels and ascended masters and aliens to do work and getting profound results with sound. And of course, they don't want to be regulated. If you're already connected to source, how can we regulate source, right? I mean, what, they need training? And so we ran into a big problem trying to get a therapy board. But when it comes to hospitals, it's a whole different matter. So if we can get exactly what we're talking about, treatment plans and safety guidelines that people that are working in hospitals with sound have to follow, then it will make it so we can get into the hospitals and really do much more. Now, here's the next step, though. First of all, everything I've been talking about here, for the most part, is physical, right? Disease and pain. We're talking frequencies for the physical ailments, right? Which is really cool, and we can really do major work there. But we really need to be looking at the emotional. We've talked a bit about that. I mean, depression's emotional, and anxiety is considered emotional, but also mental. how can we do brainwave entrainment and train people into different brainwave states of delta so they can sleep better? That's often a big problem of all disease, people not sleeping. It's well known that if you don't sleep, you have way more possibility of getting sick or getting some issue, right? So that's huge. Not only that, but also for ADD, we can use brainwave entrainment. So go the mental route. Not to mention, or actually I should say it the other way around, to mention, what about the spiritual realm, which would include more gratitude, more compassion, more love? Let's use that as a medical device, right? Not to mention, or to mention, the frequency of your soul, or the best, the frequency of oneness, where you're one with the universe, which is all frequencies, where you're connected to all frequencies. So now let's look at the relationship of that to the physical, right? I mean, at IONS, there's a guy that's doing research on how intention manifests physically. Very scientific research. This is very cool. So we can actually see the interrelationship of the spiritual realm to the physical, or the mental and brainwave entrainment to the emotional, or the emotional to the physical. I mean, let's see the interrelationship between physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual at all levels of vibration, right? I mean, that's where hospitals should be. Oh, you got a pain. Ooh, what's going on? Where do you think that came from emotionally? It's funny, I often ask that, and people commonly have a good answer. As this one woman, she had like pancreatic cancer. I said, where do you think that came from emotionally? She said, my doggie died 3 years ago and I'm still grieving. She started bawling. I'm like, oh my God, we're dealing with grief here, right? So, or someone comes in with a pain. Well, let's like work with the brain to entrain you into a state where that pain won't be there, right? Or to figure out, you know, what in your brain is triggering something to go on off in your toe, right? I mean, you get the idea, the relationship between physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. That should be the new hospital. But then, here's the final step, and this is way down the line. There are people right now that are healing cancer, healing all different types of diseases. I know a guy that moves bones, right? I know. I mean, it's like profoundly effective what some people are doing with different energy healing, right? And calling in higher beings and stuff. Well, I don't think the hospitals are going to go for that very soon. Although I know of a hospital, you know, a guy that was getting rid of cancer, and a hospital said they would like to hire him, you know, and have him work there. So, but still, you know, it's not going to be the treatment of choice for hospitals. Ultimately, it will, I see, right? But what we can do in the meantime is sneak it in. Don't tell anybody, right? I mean, let's call in a few ascended masters or Hathors, right, to help with this healing that we're doing with these frequencies. Let's call in source energy. Let's set our intention that this will be completely transformed and see it transformed, right? Let's start working on the intention level with this, which we can easily do, and it's very cool. There's been a couple of research projects that students have done where they actually placed recordings of sounds and chanting, actually, and mantras with and without intention energy. And the feedback with the energy where the intention was in there, was profoundly different. I mean, shockingly different. And no one was even told which one was which, right? Or what was going on at all, right? So it was totally blind, right? So we start working this, and then ultimately this is the highest vision of all, where we actually have intuitives working. Ultimately, this is where we're headed, that we all get into a high enough state of consciousness that we can all see the frequency of the disease in a person's body or your own. We all can, just like the shaman that can hear the song of the plant, and they sing the song and you get the plant medicine from the song. Well, we all get to a point where we're all at a state of consciousness where we see and know all, right? That's ultimately where we're headed. So there won't be a hospital, that we all can heal ourselves and heal each other, right? Maybe sooner than later, right? But in the meantime, we'll sneak it in and use frequencies. You know, it's like working with this one intuitive, and he does like treatments on me, and I'll say, well, is there a frequency for that? And he goes, let me tune in. And he's been giving me a lot of frequencies for different issues. And I said, well, let's go through and find the frequency for everything so we can heal the body. And he goes, that's the Atlantean way. It's much better just to tune into source and let source, intelligent source, give you exactly the frequencies you need, and it's just poof, it's healed. And this is what he does. I mean, many healers do this, right? Source just goes, okay, we'll just transform that cancer into a benign cell, right? Happens all the time, right? There's a lot of intuitives that are doing this, right? And I said, why not do both? Why not have frequencies? Because this intuitive can only help so many people. There's only so many intuitives that do this. A lot of people don't believe it. In the meantime, why not help people with very specific frequencies in the body until we get to all get to that place where we can do it on our own? In the meantime, help people, right? Give people more time to grow into higher consciousness so that they can heal themselves, right? This is where we're headed. So after this conference, with all these doctors on stage that are totally starting to work with energy and sound medicine, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so inspired. One last thing. The National Institute of Health just gave $20 million for 7 research projects to different universities that are working with neurologists for the brain, right? And they're for Parkinson's, which we've already done research on, for PTSD, for pain. There's like 7 different projects, $20 million. Where it's headed is very quickly, I see happening, is there's going to be hundreds of philanthropists that are funding this new medicine because they're getting it. It's already happening. We're getting funding ourselves. It's already happening. There will be tons of money. I mean, unbelievable amount of money for this new medicine. That's what I'm seeing happening. Very clearly seeing happening. Everything is about to change. So we return once again to our intention, a new medical system that doesn't kill people, that not only heals people, but ultimately takes them into a higher state of consciousness where all is known. Hold that intention, at least for the evening, rest of the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes. Thanks so much for listening, and take care.